This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
One of the biggest events on the Illinois anglers' calendar is occurring this weekend, the catchable trout season opener. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, the return of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources' annual catchable trout season is just another sure sign that autumn has arrived, and then trout fishing enthusiasts will return to their favorite fishing holes at 5 a.m. on October 15th in hopes of landing a few of these popular and hard-fighting fish. Now, IDNR fish personnel say that the fishing is a great family activity, and the fall trout season is a great opportunity to take the kids fishing. In addition, the catchable trout program is very popular at all of the locations. This year, however, the IDNR has again added fly fishing to the equation. Certain sites will be stocked a bit earlier, and fly fishing enthusiasts at certain locations are allowed to fish for the trout prior to the regular season on a catch-and-release basis, and that's going on right now. According to IDNR spokesman, this new opportunity is limited to anglers using only fly fishing gear, and other anglers will merely need to wait till the official opener on October 15th. Now, it is important to note that no trout may be kept during this period, and fly fishing anglers wishing to keep trout must also wait until the opening of the regular season beginning October 15th. Now, the fall trout fishing season is an enjoyable family tradition that has expanded again this year with fly fishing at select locations. Catch and release fishing, that is, will help extend the season and provide the opportunity for more people this fall. Now, IDNR officials anticipate that the 2016 Illinois fall trout season will feature rainbow trout fishing at approximately 53 ponds, streams, and lakes throughout the state. This year, an estimated 80,000 trout will be stocked at the various locations just prior to the opening of the trout season. A total of 9 sites are designated as fall catch and release fly fishing sites, and these will be stocked a bit earlier than the other locations. The nearest fall fly fishing sites include the Department of Transportation Lake in Springfield, Morgan Lake in Jacksonville, Willow Lake in St. Clair County, and the Gridley Lake at the Jim Edgar Panther Creek State Fish and Wildlife Area. Other participating sites are Siloam Springs State Park in Adams County, Nauvoo State Park in Hancock County, White Pine State Park in Ogle County, Rock Creek in Kankakee County, and Apple River State Park in Joe Davies County. Now, no trout may be taken from any of the sites from October 1st until the trout season opener at 5 a.m. on October 15th. Now, anyone attempting to take trout before the legal harvest season will be issued citations. And all anglers, including those using fly fishing gear who intend to release fish caught before October 15th, must have a fishing license and an inland trout stamp. The only exceptions to this rule apply to those under the age of 16, blind or disabled, or Illinois residents on leave from active duty in the armed forces. The daily catch limit for each angler is 5 trout after October 15th. Now, local sites participating in the program include Beaver Dam State Lake in Macoupin County, Siloam Springs State Park in Adams County, the Highland Old City Lake in Madison County, and the Main Lake at Frank Holton State Park in St. Clair County. And anglers are advised that the trout fishing is again available at this fall at the Greenville Old City Lake and Patriots Park Lake located in Bond County. Additional nearby sites include Jones Lake and Willow Lake at the Peabody River Fish and Wildlife Area in St. Clair County, and the Department of Transportation Lake, Southwind Park, and Washington Park in Springfield. Now, the inland trout stamps, they sell for $6.50 and are available at locations where fishing licenses are sold. For more information, you can contact your local IDNR office. So there's the trout fishing situation, and it's coming up very quickly, this Saturday, in fact, and we're looking forward to it. And last week, we talked a bit about how the high water was delaying the blind inspections, waterfowl blind inspections on the Mississippi in Illinois River. Well, we did hear from Kenny Scott, the park ranger at Mississippi River State Fish and Wildlife Area, and he says it looks like the river is going to crest this weekend, so we're going to start blind inspections. They're going to start blind inspections on October 11th in the following areas, which were Stump Lake, Fuller Lake, Diamond, Hurricane, and Michael. He says they're also going to try and do Piesaw if the river levels allow us to do that. And if they find anything wrong, they'll let send out a letter to correct any of these problems. Now, water is just starting to run into the glades in Calhoun Point, and he says they'll look at those later in the week if the water levels are not too high. The remaining areas will be done as soon as they can get the levels down, and if possible, they'll try to let you know ahead of time that they'll be in the area. So, looks like they're going to be doing these blind inspections. It does look like the blind drawing is still canceled. We're waiting for further information on when that will occur. And if you're a firewood enthusiast looking for cutting firewood at Wren Lake, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at Wren Lake would like to announce the opportunity of a firewood cutting special use permit. Now, firewood cutting is for personal use only. Commercial use or resale is prohibited, and the time frame for the firewood cutting season is November 1st through March 14th. Now, firewood areas will close periodically during this time frame, and designated cutting hours will be Monday through Friday from 8 until 3:30 p.m., and there's no charge for the permit. The firewood cutting area will be located in the South Markham Recreation Area, and permits can be obtained in person between the hours of 8 a.m. and 3:30 p.m., Monday through Friday, at the Wren Lake Project office. For more information about that, you can give them a call at 618-724-2493. That's 618-724-2493 for firewood cutting permits. And if you enjoy the Halloween activities at Carlisle Lake, the Carlisle Lake folks are reminding everybody that several campgrounds will remain open for fall camping right now. That includes Dam West and McNair campgrounds, and they'll be open through 4 p.m. on November 1st. Boulder and Coles Creek campground will be open through 4 p.m. on October 16th, and Dam East and Eldon Hazlett State Park campgrounds are open year-round. Now, the 2016 Haunted Trail activities at Carlisle Lake will be October 21st and 22nd. From 6:30 p.m. until 10 p.m. The trail begins at the McDonald's in Carlisle parking lot with a hayride down to the Little Prairie Nature Trail, where ghosts and goblins will await. And the admission to the trail is $6 per person, and all proceeds will go to support the 2017 fireworks spectacular. The haunted trail is supported by groups who volunteer their time to set up spook spots along the Little Prairie Nature Trail and haunt the visitors as they pass. Now, plans are also underway for a special Halloween-themed activities at Dam West Campground on October 29th, and campers are encouraged to decorate their site with a Halloween theme for a chance to win free camping. Those decorating their campsites should please make sure their sites are family-friendly, and park rangers will be judging the sites between 8 p.m. and a little bit later, and the participants will be awarded with 5 days of free camping for first place, 3 days of free camping for second place, and 2 days of free camping for third place. The sites will be judged for creativity. So plenty going on at Carlisle Lake. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.